Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Jim Field.
Thank you, LaVon.
It's nice to have you here, and it was really a lot of travel for you, right?
I walked all the way down the highway, off the hallway, hallway,
yeah.
All the way from there to here, all by myself.
Well, it's good to have you here. We don't often get you in this position in terms of being the interviewee. Let's talk about Branson. I mean, it's time to sign up.
Yeah, it is, and the time is growing shorter as we speak. We started this about the middle of January this year. We started a little bit earlier with signups this year, trying to give folks a little bit more of an opportunity because we were able to get everything locked in earlier and get the trip organized, and we've had great success. We've had great response so far.
Well, you have the reputation that precedes you with these former. Is this the fourth year?
This will be the fourth year.
And obviously people have had a great time or they wouldn't be signing up, because I know you have some people who go every year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we probably, I bet probably about a quarter of the people who will be on this trip this year have been on the previous three as well. And at least half of the folks, and probably more than that, that'll go again this year, have been with us on one of those prior trips.
Right. And the nice thing is, if you go every year, and of course some people just love to go to Branson every year anyhow, but you guys have been able to add different things. You're not going to do the same thing this year as you did last year or even the year before.
Well, and that's the nice thing about a place like Branson. There's so many ways that you can add variety to a trip, whether it's, you know, some of the side things that you might do, some of the main show attractions you might do. There are just a tremendous amount of food selections and things. We try to mix it up. We're realistic. I mean, we understand a lot of these folks that go with us have been to Branson many, many times in their lives. They go back because they love it. It's an easy opportunity to enjoy some things. And then we try to make it even easier by getting them to and fro and not having to worry too much about all the details.
And that is one of the biggest benefits, I think, of going on a planned trip like this. You don't have to worry about the traffic. You don't have to worry about parking. Getting there on time, as long as you get on the bus, you can get there on time. I mean, it is so much more relaxing, I think, for people than when they try and do it on their own.
You know, and the neat thing about that, too, is how well they treat us when we get there. When you show up with two big motor coaches and they realize that you have that many people that are coming in to see shows, they really treat you well. They let us drive right up to the entrances, wander straight in when it comes time to eat. Same thing. You'd think taking that many people out to eat, what a hassle that would be. It really isn't. They take real good care of us. They appreciate the business, so they take real solid care of us.
Yeah, and that's a way for them to get more business, is to take good care of you. And, you know, I'm guessing some of these same people who go on this tour may go another time themselves, but because there's always different kinds of things happening. What are the new shows you're doing this year? I'm not sure there's even a repeat, although I'm thinking there's maybe one or two from, you know, 4 years ago, but shows.
You might actually see a repeat from last year, although we didn't get to that show. The 12 Irish Tenors was one we had scheduled last year, but you might remember that last year in February they had a tornado that was pretty dramatic down in Branson, and it did some damage, which we were still able to see when we were down there last year. But it damaged the theater that they were performing in, and that did not get repaired before we were able to get there. So they took advantage of that time, I think, to take some vacation time for themselves, too. But we have them back on the schedule this year. We were able to substitute that with a very nice show by Yakov Smirnov, so we landed on our feet there. But we've got them back on the schedule this year. We're also going to see Shoji Tabuchi, which a lot of folks have been asking us. They want to go see that one. They want to do that. The Pierce Arrow show, which, well, we've been told by many folks, is supposed to be a very good variety show down there. And then also the Presley's Jubilee Show, which is always billed as the original show on the Branson Strip. So
right,
should be
fun. It's one of those that been obviously, again, a success because they've been around for so long. And I'm sure they keep changing, but they keep up to date in terms of offering people great entertainment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. These shows, they would never survive if they kept doing the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. Always variations. And that's why people, I think, keep coming back, too. There's so many different things that you can do and mm-hmm. shows to see down there. You know, we, like I said, we don't want to do the same thing on our trip year after year after year. But we do realize that a lot of the folks that go maybe have seen these shows mm-hmm. before, but they just enjoy it so much they don't mind going back.
And another thing about going on a tour group is that sometimes you get to do things that you wouldn't do on your own. I'm wondering if any of the people who went on their own had ever been out to the College of the Ozarks.
You know, and that's the thing, too, and that's the beauty of working with a tour company. Becker Travel here helps us out, and she coordinates through a tour company in Branson who does this for a living. So they're real good about putting things together, understanding our time schedule, what we want to accomplish. We give them a list of ideas, and then they put something together from there. And of course, then we work together to kind of play around with it a little bit to come up with something great. But they know all the little things that are out there that might be fun.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, what you may want to see in thinking about people you know might be a little different than what somebody else from another state or whatever wants to see. I'm going to get a little personal. Chris, you and Mandy have gone. What do yep. What do you think is a highlight for? Can you look back and say, "Oh, this was the greatest," or "It's my favorite"?
Yeah, I think getting to go to the college a couple of different times was a lot of fun. Last year, the lunch that they provided us was really good. I think everybody was surprised in how excellent it was. It's kind of a unique story about how they do things, so that's interesting to see. And last year, and we're going to kind of replicate this year, but we went on a nice little riverboat cruise through Lake Taneycomo down there, and going to do that again a little longer this time and have lunch on board. And that was a lot of fun last year. It was just a perfect day for it. The weather was awesome, and everybody, I think, really enjoyed kind of relaxing for a while and seeing the sights.
And I understand this is going to be a private cruise.
Yeah, it will be.
This is your very own boat.
Yep. All just KJ info.
Okay. So talk about relaxing and having a good time. Well, this will be a great opportunity because you can move around in the boat and, maybe talk to some people you haven't talked to before. This, again, that's another advantage, I think, of group is you get to meet some people that you haven't met before, even though they live in the area, you get to meet some people. It's a social outing as well as seeing all the stuff. What about you, Jim? You and your wife have a favorite?
I don't know if I'd really single any one thing. I did enjoy the boat ride last year. That's why I decided we wanted to do something like that again, but incorporate lunch on it and rent that out just for us. But, it's just the people. Year after year, they keep coming back, and, we try to keep them on the same buses with the same folks that they've traveled with in the past because you kind of get a little thing going there. And, we have some good discussions. We have a lot of fun. We all understand it's like a six-hour bus ride, and gee whiz, that's a long time. But we have fun with it. We have some stops along the way and things. Sometimes it's just the downtime you have in between some things a little bit where you get a chance to visit. And I enjoy visiting over lunch, too, and sitting with some different people when we go out for dinners and things, too. That's the fun part for me.
Yeah, well, and that's, people should take that opportunity. Now, when I said people from that you may not know around the area, what's the area that's covered here by folks that have signed up?
Oh, boy. There's really no area. We've got folks from Nebraska. We've got folks from Central Iowa. We've got some folks from, a lot of the towns around the area, Guthrie Center and up around the Kirkman area, from Adair County, all the area counties. We have a bunch of counties represented. That's the nice thing about it, too. It's not just folks who hear on the radio and decide they're going to sign up for the trip. They hear it on the radio, and they call their friends and their relatives and stuff, and then they sign up as well for the trip because they all want to go together and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. And you provide that venue for them. And, I'm thinking that may surprise some listeners to know that you have people from Nebraska and Central Iowa. Mm-hmm. The word gets out there. Again, it's the reputation of people having a great time, a relaxing time, and a relatively inexpensive time compared to other opportunities.
That's the thing. If you give people a good opportunity and slap a good price on it, it doesn't take a lot of arm twisting to get folks on board.
How can you do that?
Well, because we have a lot of good sponsors. Like I say, being able to work with Becker Travel and put something like this together, they do a great job for us along with Branson Country Tours, but a lot of our local sponsors too, if you don't mind me throwing their names in here real quick, Property Connection Real Estate, Wickman Chemical, Fairway Foods, Hawkeye Ford, Miller Farm Supply, Bridges Hybrid, ASI, J.D. Wyman Service, Element 102 Graphic Design in Griswold, Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, Outfitters Plus Retail Store, Olson Fuel Supply, Horizon Equipment, Zimmerman Sales and Service, Century 21 Dement Realty, the Guthrie River Ruckus, Main Street Market in Anita, Oakland Insurance Agency, Rex Pharmacy, Geis Perry Jewelry, Detter Motor Company, Ed's Lawn Equipment, Capel's Ace Hardware. Do I still have time?
You bet.
Brown
just
Shoe
keep
Fit.
Keep right on going.
I will. Brown Shoe Fit, Tanner's Fashions, Hetrick Auto Body, Bryman's Interiors, Body Basic Chiropractic, Rick's Auto Clinic, Fireside Lounge, First Whitney Bank, Dvorak Tire and Service, Meyer and Gross Real Estate, Masker Plumbing and Heating, Cumberland Telephone, Aiken Building Center, Country Tire, Lindeman Tractor, R&B Feeds, the Cass County Cattle Producers, and West Central Co-op are all good enough. You know, we put together a pretty attractive advertising package for them. They're getting something for this, but you know, it's also helping to offset the cost. Otherwise, this would cost several hundred dollars more per person.
Yes, so it would be good if the people who are on the trip might say thank you to some of these sponsors because they are saving them dollars. And, you know, I heard you say earlier today that the average is about $115 a day. Back when I was doing these tours a long time ago, I felt really good if I could keep it at 100.
Mm-hmm.
So, my gosh, this is what a bargain, folks. So get in here and sign up.
Yes, and that's the other big news today is we announced today that instead of March 15th, because this Friday was going to be the deadline for the early sign-ups, we were offering a discounted price, and then we would go to the regular price from next week up until April 1st. Forget it. We're not going to raise the price. We're going to leave it right where it is. We've decided
it's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah, we're going to just leave the discounted price on there. So if you want to sign up next week, you're still going to get the same good discounted price. But, again, we're over three-quarters to capacity of what we can have on the buses. We can only take 100 people. We're at 78 right now. And we're good at 78. That's about where we've been. That's not a bad trip at all. But we can take up to 100. So if you want to go, don't wait too long because when space is gone, it's gone. We don't want you riding on the bumper.
And April 1 is just around the corner. So get it done right away. Until next time, after saying thank you to Jim and to Chris, I want to say that life is an escalator. You can move forward or backward. You can't remain still.